The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi. He's going to talk about Palestinian resistance and the brutal attack of Israel on Gaza Strip.
The ongoing crisis in the Middle East has an impact in Europe and North America. And one of the implications is the attempt to stifle the voice of pro-Palestinian protest. Even our premier here in Ontario considers the Palestinian flags in the protest as flags of terrorism. There is a distinction even they can make on a political level between a party known as Hamas and Palestine as a whole. It is basically the local politics which has blinded him to the plight of the Palestinian. When we talk about this issue of, you know, talking in favor of Palestinians or in any kind of, you know, criticism of the state of Israel, the attempt has been not only in the media and the public, but also the academic discussion. In the academia, there is an attempt to stifle that and stop it. And this is an ongoing issue even before this crisis has happened. Just early this year, for example, one of the leading colleges in New York by the name of Bard College was approached by an Israeli diplomat to cancel a course which the college was running under the title of Apartheid in Israel-Palestine, which was about, you know, the growing debate on whether the Israeli state practices a form of apartheid in Palestine. And this was a course actually not designed by a Palestinian, an Arab, or a Muslim. This was actually designed, written, and taught by Nathan Thrall, a Jewish American, a writer and a researcher who lives in Jerusalem. So it couldn't be that, you know, it's the Muslims who have done this, or Palestinians have done this, and an Arab has written it. And the fortunate thing is that the president of the Bard College, Leon Bostein, stood his ground, and he said, "We stood up for academic freedom," when he was, you know, responding to the Israeli diplomat. The course was excellent, high level, and not at all ideological preaching. According to the author of the course, and it's important to realize, you know, the background of this person, the basis of the course was growing evidence that Israel is in breach of international laws against apartheid, including reports by Israel's leading human rights groups, Beit Salim, and from a prominent legal organization, Yesh Din, which concluded that the crime against humanity of apartheid is being committed in the West Bank. The president of the college, Bostein, you know, responded to a letter by one of the Jewish federations, where he says that, as a child of survivors of Holocaust, I am more sensitive than most to anti-Semitism. So he himself comes from that Jewish background. And he says there is nothing anti-Semitic about the course in question. It explores questions that have been subject of debate in Israel for years. Why should the Jewish community in America be afraid of the same debates and arguments? And this is where, you know, it's nothing new questioning Israel in North America. If you can remember, the former President Jimmy Carter. You know, in 2006, he published his book. The title was Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid. This basically sparked controversy, but they were not able to suppress or ban that book. And he was especially, you know, criticized for using the term apartheid. Carter defended that by saying that, you know, I'm not talking about proper Israel. I'm talking about the attitude of Israel, the policy of Israel in West Bank. And that's why I'm using this, this term. He says, and this is the statement he gave when he was attacked about this book. He says, when Israel does occupy this territory deep within the West Bank and connects the 200 or so settlements, the number now, according to UN, is 279 settlements, with each other, with a road, and prohibits the Palestinian from using that road, and in many cases, even crossing the road, this perpetuates even worse instances of apartness or apartheid than we witness even in South Africa. This is a former president of the United States of America who actually brought about this peace treaty between Egypt and Israel. So don't label him as anti-Semitic. You know, he's looking at the reality from his own angle. And this is where we have to realize, you know, people can always put a cover on Zulm. But Zulm and injustice will always be exposed. You know, a Zalim might be able to, you know, sustain his Zulm for a time. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُ أَيَّ مُنْقَلِبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ In Surah Shu'ara, at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a time will come when things will change and the zalimeen will know their own place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the appearance of the Imam of the time, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. We are looking at the facts. Don't be afraid just because one or two individuals might object to it. You know, you don't, you know, go into the hiding. The world is there. If you look at the capitals of the Western world and the streets of the Western world and the academia, these issues are being discussed and discussed very openly. Interestingly, we see, for example, in United States of America, the Jewish community, who are coming out in large numbers in this protest, saying not in our name. And most of these protests we see, whether it's in Canada or US, are not organized by Muslims. These are the voices of the people on the street. The legislation building is different, the parliament is different, the government's offices are different, but the people in the street are the one who are echoing the same words that we see all around the world about highlighting the plight of the people of Palestine.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi. كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين
Palestine.